At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, 11 a.m. on a rainy, cold day in the district. Appreciate you listening wherever you are. If you're on the Odyssey app, the iHeart app, if you're listening to the podcast in the future, we're time travelers. If you're watching on the YouTube stream, let's check in on the YouTube stream. What are they talking about in the chat? Lord knows. Deb Debo says, I'm in Howard County. I don't know what that says. Locked on Law, we need to point this one out. The Wiz won last night.
Yeah, three. Which come hit a three? CJ McCollum.
Now, since we had that discussion last week about who's going to win more games,
yeah,
the Wizards have now won two of the first three since we had that discussion, and Washington is 0-1.
Yeah, but so, we did it with we had it with Ovi too though, and Ovi's running away with it. I think
Ovi is running away with that. The Wiz have now won two of their first three games since we said the Wiz had 14, Washington has six. Given the chance, I voted for the Wiz. You voted for the Commanders. I think Jeff voted for the Commanders. I can't remember White, Brian, or Lamp. Lampville, you were on the Wiz too, right?
Yeah.
Dub B, what were you on?
I wasn't here when you guys had that debate.
Oh, of course. You were on your eighth vacation of the year.
You finally found somebody to take more vacation than you.
Yo, my man. I'll start with Jeffrey. Jeff, the Wiz have won two, and they have 11 remaining. Washington has lost one, and they have five remaining. Wiz up 2-0. Do you care?
They have 11 remaining?
Till the end of the year was our stipulation. Remember, they had 14. Yeah. Now they have 11. I think Jeff called Washington winning the table, if I'm not.
He did.
Do you care to change your tune, Jeffrey?
Yeah, man. The Wizards might get a couple more wins out of the rest of the year.
So you're now on the Wiz.
I'm on the Wiz now.
It's hard not to. They got a 2-0 advantage. Washington only has five games left. Brian, do you care to change your side of
this
thing?
No, I'm staying where I was.
The Commanders could win the next two. The Giants are a train wreck. Minnesota, it looks like it's going to be J.J. McCarthy again. He's better than Brosmer, but he hasn't been very good. Wiz play again tonight in Philly.
Yeah, I gotta stick with the Wiz.
You gotta flip to the Wiz.
Well, flip with the Wiz. Yeah. I gotta
stick with anything.
I'm just talking about stick with changing my bet, but the way the Wizards have been playing, and it's starting to really look like they're coming around. Like the young guys are getting more confident and taking shots and driving.
McCollum's balling too.
Sar is doing his thing.
I don't even think he played last night.
No, I'm just talking about for the season. The stretch. Yeah. They're starting to come around. So yeah, they might win more games than the Commanders.
CJ went for 28 last night. Giannis. It was cool. I saw Toby posted a picture. Basically, it seemed like he went to the game just to watch Giannis, which I understand. That's the kind of player that's worth attendance. Remember back in the day when you were playing, I was a kid, and the Bullets back then were so bad that they just advertised the other team's stars.
Come see the Bullets play the stars of the NBA.
That was like their promo. Yeah. That was the marketing.
They also said, we have the tallest and the shortest guy. They had what, Muggsy Bogues and what is it, Manute?
Yeah, Muggsy and Manute. All right, so shout out to the Wiz. I think they're going to get
Muggsy Bogues, Manute Bogues. It's just that we had the MBs, MB Square.
Now, what could obviously make an impact, we saw Washington play a lot better against Denver. They still lost, though, but there's a lot of conversation about getting Jaden back. Dan Quinn was asked yesterday about Jaden a couple different ways, and here was the head coach's explanation of where Jaden is now.
It's a little different, John, at the position because of it's not the normal contact like a linebacker or a running back, so it's more of the functional contact. Think of stiff arm on a bag. Think of, you know, diving on the ground. So there's like more functional movements that he'll go through. He did some of that today, and he'll do more of that during the week. So the practice portion for him throwing, like ripped a bunch today and threw it hard, it's the functional movement, John, that he'll continue to work with. So some of that actually will be in an individual and, you know, working to the side. But we'll continue to work that part. And that's the step, you know, that we need to see from the, like, let's say like a functional evaluation, functional contact. And it's not traditional in the sense of like taking a hit.
What do you hear, B?
I don't really know if he's leaning one way or the other. I think that they are concerned about the fact of the inconsistency of the, how you get hit at that position and have to brace yourself. You know, quarterbacks get hit, they have to put them, their arms in front of them. They get hit, they got to like brace behind them. All those different things. But I was happening to be looking at this video and I remember Corey Dettmer dislocating his elbow. And he bounced back from it, you know, and started playing again and never had an issue with it again. So I'm leaning to that. And I know also they're a little leery right now about letting him go back. You know, you probably want him to go back, but you're worried about it because you don't want to see nothing else happen. So I can understand this is going to be a delicate one here.
This is definitely
a delicate. I gave you a 6-7, you know.
I feel like he's going to play. Apparently there was a video of Regina leaving the game Sunday saying he's going to play. That is not going to be the final say.
Listen, if anybody knows how he wants to push things, and she does, you know what I mean? I'm sure he wants to and things like that, but you might have to put a brace on it or something like that, I would say, to protect.
Yeah, what can you wear for an elbow like that?
They have these different little braces. Like, some of them can be as much as, you've seen the ones that offensive linemen wear that look like a damn knee brace.
Right.
But then you have the other ones that looks like a sleeve, but you have the little, what's it kind of, they have like the little hard plastic stuff in it that laces your arm and kind of give you some extra support. You can wear those. They have them also with sleeve, and they got the little hinge at the elbow part with the two little strips that come down. One goes up, the arm, one goes down, to where you can still move your arm around and bend it how you normally would bend it, but you have that extra layer of protection.
You know what he needs? Remember, Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player I've ever seen. But do you remember once he got all roided up and was just hitting jacks all the time?
Wearing that, what's wrong?
Remember that giant joint he wore?
Yeah, but see,
on his
left elbow? That's the one I'm talking about that looks like a damn knee brace.
Right.
That's a little clunky. I don't know if he needs one that clunky.
What does your gut say about Jaden playing Sunday?
I will probably go 50-50 at this point.
What about then New York the following week?
If he doesn't play this week, I'll go 75-80% he will the next week.
Is there a point for you? Because I've said this. If he doesn't get on the field until... For me, my point has been, if he doesn't get on the field until the last two games, because you got Christmas and you got Cowboys and then the Eagles, I'm not sure it's worth getting him out there with two games to go. I think with six it was, with five it is, with four it is. If it gets two or fewer, I think you just rest him. do you have a point, or do you think even if it's just the last game of the year?
I think you go whenever.
So even if he just is ready for Philly on January 4th?
If you're looking for him to be like 100%, which I say people never get to, but if you're looking for that to happen and the closest he's going to get to that and he gets there, go with it. Listen, I think you can learn a lot from it. It can teach you a lot when you're dealing with those situations. I will never be the person to just shut people down. I don't believe in that. You know, I watched Joe Burrow come out and play, and he went out there and balled the hell out.
Six games left and a chance at fighting for the division
title. I understand that, but still, you can set a mindset for coming into the next year. Like, we always talk about learning how to win. You don't want to get comfortable with learning how to lose and not how to play neither. So, yeah, if there comes a point where you feel that he's ready to go, go. But we can't be overly concerned about, you know, how many left or this, that, or the other.
I tend to agree with you. I guess I tend to agree with you to a point. I think you get to two games or certainly one game. I don't think there's value there. But I think Jaden needs to play. I think he will play. I think if it's not this week, it's next week in New York. The other, like, the Jaden stuff was by far kind of the most interesting part of DQ's presser. I asked him a question though, and I'm curious where you land on this, because this team has veteran players, playing a lot, mm-hmm. and they're playing well. Ertz went over 100 yards Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Bobby Wagner had an interception Sunday night. But in a lost season, you're 3-9. I mean, let's say you get to the Eagles in 2 weeks. Let's even say you win two of those. You're 5-9. At a certain point, though, do you have to see more young guys on the field to figure out what you got for next year?
See, this is where I'm at, and I see so many people.
I'm asking it. I
understand, but I've watched and I listen on so many text threads and chats. Everyone is saying who deserves a chance to play, who should be playing. Don't you all know that the coaches are watching them every day? And if they're not getting a chance, you ever thought that they don't get a chance because they haven't proven that they can play? Or they've proven they can handle the job just yet? I know they're younger, but just being younger don't mean better. Don't being younger means ready. They may not be getting on the field at this point because they don't do the things you need to do consistently to get done. You know, so if there are guys that have really, like, we've listened to them. The guys that they have faith in, they discuss. Like McGee, even when he was hurt, they were discussing him high and on a regular basis.
So it's interesting you bring that up. So I asked Dan Quinn, and I said it just like I just asked you. I was like, you've got veterans that are performing at a high level, mm-hmm. but is there a time where you want younger guys on the field? And he said, I think you want to see a balance of both. It's winning now, which, like, those moments matter. Although we're not going to have a winning record, that doesn't mean you're not creating winning habits and standards and fundamentals. But a guy like Treylon Burks, I know he's not a first-year player, but he's new to us. And to see him take his space and go. Mm-hmm. McGee getting extended reps. I do want to see both winning now, seeing those guys perform, but also the development of others. We got our first look at TJ Magaranyaga, the DN.
Yep.
So I found it interesting. I think the big questions for a lot of this are these higher draft picks that really aren't playing that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking Sennett, Coleman, Johnny Newton.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's where I think people are wondering, why aren't they playing more? But I wonder if the answer is in front of them and they just don't want to accept it. Like, if they're not
Coleman
playing.
Played well last year. Coleman moved inside, and when they moved him out of it, don't you think things seem a little better?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
He's
not playing.
But my thing is, do you just move somebody out just to move somebody in because they're young? Like, we always talk about, if Jaden don't have so-and-so playing, you don't put him out there. So we're going to just put guys out there just to put them out there to see? That's another way of putting somebody at risk, right?
Again, I think these are fair questions. I don't know the answers. Like, a guy like Johnny Newton is a second rounder from a few years ago. You've had significant injuries along your defensive line, and Newton is playing through 12 games, 33% of snaps.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but Johnny has never been the guy, when they drafted him, you look at his build, he's more of a situational guy. So I never expected him to be playing the bulk of them.
I think what you start to see is that a miss? Because Johnny Newton's supposed to be this excellent interior pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
And he the size doesn't necessarily help you against the run. And I think we've seen the latter for mm-hmm. sure. And I don't think the exceptional pass rushing has come along. And maybe it's because you're behind Kinlaw and Payne.
Yeah.
But you drafted this dude, and then a year later, you signed Kinlaw. So, some of the answers to these questions, unfortunately, I think are there. Now, right. The second rounder that was playing a ton and playing really well was Trey Amos. Then he gets hurt.
Yeah.
So it's not all misses and it's not all tit for tat. You know what I mean?
But the thing of it is, when you're building a team and you're formulating a team, you want to get the best people on the field consistently, right?
Sure.
So if the people in front of somebody is better and they're playing well, why do you have to automatically just put the other guy in there?
I think that's a fair counter. I think the question is then, did you miss on some of these higher picks?
But you may not have missed. It's just that the guys that are better are playing that good, and they don't, and some of them are in such shape, they don't have to take a lot of breaks.
Well, dude, I think the Ertz situation is really interesting, right? Because Ertz has played at a high level. Last year, he was excellent. This year, he's been good. There have been some drops. There have been some false starts. Mm-hmm. Ben Sennett was a second rounder 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Sennett has played 25% of your offensive snaps.
Yeah.
And I think it said a lot. One last year, it was reasonable. They signed Ertz as a veteran. We know what we got from him. We're going to work to develop this dude. Then they brought him back again.
Yeah.
Like, I think some of these answers are telling you how they view it. Yankoff got the target the other day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
but that's what I look at. People say what Sennett's supposed to be doing. But you see Yankoff getting opportunities. And you see Yankoff making plays a lot of times when he get an opportunity. Why is it just because he's supposed to get an opportunity? I mean, maybe just like some people, like I say it all the time, most people don't step into the NFL ready to go the first year. Some of them not ready the second year. They probably got to hit their third. But if the person don't get it sometimes, it could not be, the coaches could be giving you everything you need, but the person not utilizing when they're on the field. See, I have watched guys. When that coach has that sheet before you go into the huddle, or they are talking to you before you go into the huddle in practice, they do everything right. But when you're on the field by yourself and you have to think about everything and you have to remember the tidbits and the things that you got to be looking for in that, they are a little slower. And if you're thinking on the field, you're in trouble. So have they not hit it to where they can just react?
The tricky part, if you want to look at year-over-year team building, you take Coleman in the third round last year. He starts for you basically his entire rookie year. Mm-hmm. Missed a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But then, this offseason, you trade for Tunsil.
Yeah.
The Tunsil trade looks great. You got to pay him. He's been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
then you draft a kid in the first round at tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of telling yourself, whether they're going to say it or not, they're telling you what they think. Like, the actions speak far louder than the words.
But the thing of it is, Coleman was a guy who many thought was going to be a guard in this league, not a tackle.
Right.
And they tried him at tackle. Okay? And I think when they went out to get Tunsil, nobody was upset at that. Because we felt that there were things he did at tackle that you can't have that. So we felt he'll be better moving inside because he showed such promise outside. Then he moves inside, and then all of a sudden he wasn't playing.
They draft Connerly.
But Connerly is a tackle still.
Right.
But he wasn't playing when he moved inside, and he was healthy.
He was inactive.
What happened? Okay. Did he show that he wasn't able to make the transition? Or did something else happen that kind of got him in the doghouse or something? I was wondering, because when I see a guy healthy all of a sudden go from playing and not even dressing out, I'm concerned about that. But then he had a chance to go back at tackle because Tunsil got hurt a little bit, and he was good at that. So what you're building, what I'm seeing is, we want everybody to play. Everybody can't play at the same time. But the thing about Coleman, what he does give you seems to be depth at the offensive line position. And if you're going to build a damn good team, you need to have depth at every position.
One player for Washington has taken every offensive snap this season.
Who?
You want to guess?
Biadasz?
Biadasz has taken all but three. Biadasz has taken 99.6% of snaps.
Wiley?
Connerly.
Connerly?
So for all the talk about the rookie, he is...
But he's gotten better. Like,
yeah, I agree.
See, this is... I get lost when I'm hearing a lot of comments how guys are playing this. Nobody hits the ground running and just great the first time.
Jaden did.
He still made some rookie mistakes too. You know, he showed you great promise, but he did make rookie mistakes. And I think the ultimate thing is, nobody is perfect. I'll say that. No one is perfect when they first get out there.
Sure.
And I think we look for perfection. And we all know it doesn't happen.
The problem is, at some point, it speaks to the disjointed nature of this past offseason, right? Is it a rebuild? Are we going for it? Is it a rebuild? Are we going for it?
They went for it. I mean, they got so close that they decided, we're going to take this chance.
But these young guys they've drafted, which is how the plan is to build, at this point, through 2-3 years, you got questions about them because they're not getting on the field. And they're not getting on the field because they're not proving they have to be. It's a meritocracy.
Mm-hmm.
You force your way on the field.
That's it.
It's interesting.
And see, this is the thing. I think I heard a comment last night. Let's take a break. We'll come back and get this. I'll take a break.
When we return, we also got to talk about defensive coordinator for next year. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.